Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Companion planting in gardening and agriculture is the planting of a second crop within the primary, either for pest control or pollination. This second crop could also provide a habitat for beneficial insects, help to maximize the use of space in the field or garden, or in some way help to increase the crop's productivity. Companion planting has been around for thousands of years. Some of the earliest recorded concepts of companion planting come from China, where a plant called the mosquito fern was used to help to increase the yields of rice production. The mosquito fern is a plant that plays host to a cyanobacteria that fixes nitrogen from the atmosphere. This process is referred to as biofertilization. Because the fern is helping convert nitrogen to a plant-usable form for the rice to use, this is deemed as a form of companion planting. The mosquito fern is also used to help block sunlight on the ground floor of the rice paddies, which prevent weed seeds from germinating that would eventually compete with the rice, decreasing its productivity. Another popular companion planting combination was developed by the Native Americans called the Three Sisters. The Native Americans planted corn, beans, and squash all in the same area. The corn, as it grew taller, acted as a trellis for the beans to grow on. At the same time, the beans were also fixing nitrogen into a plant-available form for the corn and squash to use. The squash, planted in the Three Sisters combination, grew horizontally and shaded out the ground below with its large leaves, helping to prevent weeds from encroaching into the area. If you have room in your vegetable garden, you can incorporate this concept of the Three Sisters that the Native Americans used, but chances are you won't be able to use the mosquito fern to help out your rice growing abilities, as you probably do not have a rice paddy in your backyard. Here are a few examples of companion planting that we can employ into our own vegetable gardens for pest control. The cabbage looper, as the name implies, is an insect that, if present in your vegetable garden, will attack your cabbage. But one vegetable that cabbage looper does not like are onions. Interplanting onions between your cabbage will help to reduce the population of the cabbage looper on your cabbages that you're growing. Aphids are deterred by garlic. Any vegetable gardener will tell you that aphids can become a nuisance very quickly in the garden. Interplanting garlic between plants that aphids like, such as cabbage, broccoli, or cauliflower, will help to reduce those populations. Mint can also help repel cabbage loopers, flea beetles, squash bugs, and whiteflies. Interplanting mint into the garden will help to deter these insects. Companion planting is an excellent way to grow multiple crops within the same area to help deter the pests, but one of the most important concepts to consider is that plants have to be near one another. Planting garlic 15 feet away from a cabbage plant is not going to repel cabbage loopers away from your cabbage. It will simply repel it from the garlic, which is 15 feet away. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.